Well, did you know about 40 million mattresses get thrown out every year, and they take up a lot of space in landfills? But Connecticut is doing its part to solve that problem with what's believed to be the first state-sponsored mattress recycling program. Patrick Scahill from Here and Now contributor WNPR in Hartford reports.
This is where mattresses go to die and then get reborn.
So what we're looking at, you see stacks of mattresses, stacks of box springs segregated.
Adrian Farrar-Well is with Park City Green, a warehouse in Bridgeport that's one of two mattress recycling facilities in Connecticut. As a shearing table breaks down a box spring, ripping its metal from its wood frame, we look around and see a factory floor covered in mattress parts. There's foam, piles of wood, bales of cotton, and tall stacks of metal springs. All this will get shipped off to junk dealers, reclaimed for later use in the metal industry, or, in the case of foam,
that winds up on the backing of carpets. So when you're buying carpeting by the meter or by the yard, you turn it over and you'll see multicolored what looks like rubber on the back. That's recycled foam.
Farrar-Well says Park City Green has been recycling mattresses since 2012. Back then, her big suppliers were places like hospitals and universities. But now, thanks to Connecticut's new mattress recycling law, her clientele is expected to increase. Tom Metzner is with Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
So the way it works is it's financed through the purchase price. So when you buy a mattress, you're spending an extra $9 per piece.
That money from consumers goes to a private nonprofit called the Mattress Recycling Council,
which is made up of mattress manufacturers. They use that money to hire transporters, to provide containers to transfer stations, and to process the mattresses. But we want to make sure that people understand that that $9 does not go to the government. It is not a tax. Taxes are how you used to get rid of mattresses.
Through things like bulk waste collection days or curbside pickup. Costly propositions, Metzner says, for cities like Hartford. Marilyn Cruz Aponte is with the city's Department of Public Works.
The problem of mattresses was huge. It was hard for residents to deal with them. It was costly for municipalities to deal with them. And they were unsightly and they were everywhere.
Cruz Aponte says after Hartford's landfill closed in 2008, the city was paying hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to pick up mattresses on trash day and break them apart for disposal.
Summer of 2010, I received my first invoice. It was $109,000 for the first quarter of the year. And I went ahead and did the math and said, mattresses are going to cost Hartford over $400,000. We have a problem.
Eventually, she says the city got the cost down to around $180,000 annually. But with the new law in effect,
it will be zero next year.
And Cruz Aponte says the program will create more jobs, too. Back at the Park City Green recycling facility in Bridgeport, Adrian Farrar-Well says she plans to hire two more employees to work on mattresses in the coming months. People like Andre Williams. He drives the warehouse forklift and helps recycle its mattresses.
It's cool that we're trying to recycle everything that we can, because if we don't, we're not going to be here too much longer as human beings. But, you know, one step at a time. That's it. And I'm glad we're a part of that change.
Connecticut's mattress recycling program is voluntary, so towns and cities don't have to participate in it. But since it's already being paid for by consumers and the mattress industry, state officials expect the program to grow. Less than 1 month in, more than 60 of Connecticut's communities are already participating. And other states are getting on board, too. Mattress recycling laws have passed in both Rhode Island and California and are expected to go into effect next year. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.